Yo, welcome everyone, Sanju Uchiha here, and welcome back to the channel where I haven't even changed out of my work clothes for today yet, but it is what it is. It is what it is. As you can tell by today's video title, today we'll be discussing Sasuke Uchiha. He is a character I haven't discussed since the end of chapter 51, and I think it's actually time to talk about him given what's coming up with chapter 52 of the Boruto manga. But anyway, as per usual, if you enjoy Boruto content, be sure to subscribe to the channel. We're almost at 1,000 subs, so yo, I'd appreciate it all the same. Of course, Black Clover content will be dropping if you're subscribed already. I'm sure you see it's kind of slowly but surely becoming more and more consistent, so it is what it is. But yo, thanks for tuning in. Let's get right into today's discussion slash theory video. So, Sasuke Uchiha and his missing arm. As I said and pointed out before, I'm sure it's a thought that's actually, went through the heads of a lot of you there that's actually watching this video. Now, why doesn't Sasuke get a new arm? He's doing pretty damn well with one arm. He'd be more powerful with another one. All these kind of reasons. But with today's discussion slash theory video, I'm just going to try and relate the whole narrative aspect and the whole symbolism why he would potentially get a new arm after his current fight with Isshiki Otsutsuki. So stay with me there. So to kind of dissect or even, theorize him getting a new arm after this, we kind of have to go back to chapter 699 of the Naruto manga, when at the end of the fight between him and Naruto, of course, when Kakashi became the Sixth Hokage, Sasuke decided to go on a journey of redemption to actually see the world for himself and see if the things between him and Naruto could apply to, a lot of other persons that are out there. And of course, just a little disclaimer, I haven't read anything, personally speaking, I haven't read anything that has explicitly told me why Sasuke hasn't decided to, get a prosthetic arm after all these years. I'm sure that has been probably stated in all these novels that have been published, since the Naruto New Era project began, but personally speaking, I haven't read it. So, of course, with this video, I'm just going to deduce based on Sasuke's character and everything he went through. So, as I said, it all relates back to the 699th chapter of Naruto when he went on his journey for redemption. And taking that into consideration, we know that him deciding not to get an arm, you can safely or even make an educated guess that, it has to do with his redemption, the fact that it's a representation of all the struggles that his best friend, quote unquote, went through to pull him from the dark side. And basically, everything relates back to those two reasons. Now, it's been about 15, 16 years since, he left the village, and he's, I would say, done a lot for the village to redeem himself and all of that. And even still, he hasn't decided to get a new arm. Granted, in terms of combat, we know that he doesn't necessarily need a new arm to beat anybody else, with the exception of Naruto on Earth, Otsutsuki's aside. But given where we are in the story right now, where Naruto is kind of primed to either die or, as I feel, be temporarily removed from the story by Kawaki, that's how I feel. If you haven't watched my previous, theory video, just check it out. But yeah, back to the actual discussion. But yeah, since we're kind of going to that point where Naruto is going to be removed from the story, I think it's going to really affect Sasuke in a, like a deep psychological, emotional, mental level, like in all aspects. And him potentially getting a new arm is going to signify him coming full circle from his journey of redemption to actually, how should I put it? Basically, fighting for everything, I'm trying to find the right words for this. Ah, yeah, no, I think I can piece it together. If him not having the arm is a representation of his redemption journey and everything that his best friend did for him, now that Naruto is going to go away, him getting an arm back is going to be a representation of all that he can do for everything that Naruto loves. And the fact that he has truly been redeemed by how far he's going to go for for Naruto to know that he's not there anymore. Or at least it's going to be a representation of him, trying to get back Naruto, if Naruto is genuinely going to be like sealed in a specific location. So that's what I feel. And I think that makes sense within the context of like Sasuke's character. Of course, you guys can let me know if I'm talking foolishness, but that's how I strongly feel about it. No, on the flip side of things, of course, Sasuke getting another arm, I think would fall in line with the major theme of technology that the Boruto series has. Of course, that has been a very heavy focus through, like, even though like experimentation and things like that have always been a thing in Naruto, like Boruto has expressly really pushed the cyborgs, the ninja technology, that whole, theme onto us as the audience. And Sasuke getting that would at least allow him to fall in line with that theme, as well as giving him, I would say, based on his previous performances in the manga right now, at least give him a well-needed boost in power. My guess is with Amado on, on deck right now, we can get some pretty competent or, substantial, ninja technology to augment Sasuke through this, potential new arm. So that's my take on it. You can let me know what you guys think about that. But I think that all connects nicely for Sasuke's character going forward, because at the very least, from a combat standpoint, at least, or at least where the choreography in the manga is concerned, where Sasuke is concerned, if we're not going to be using a lot of his Rinnegan moves, because apparently he didn't take out any warranty on his Rinnegan, then at least let's introduce another arm that can at least spice up the combat as well as a third major reason why this theory could actually hold some value going forward for the Boruto manga. So those three reasons are basically the massive, where I'm coming from in terms of this theory going forward. And of course, the biggest reason would be the whole Naruto aspect in terms of him potentially getting the arm back and relating to a narrative and his development and all that jazz and blues. So But yeah, that's all I pretty much have for this theory, guys. Let me know what you think. I feel a lot of persons would want to see Sasuke with another arm again, even though he could probably just make a mechanical one with Rinnegan, but whatever, or a Susanoo one, who knows. But anyway, let me know what you think and your expectations for Sasuke going forward boards among the chapter 52, because honestly, it seems like Sasuke is going to be the only other character apart from Boruto standing when this fight with Ishiki is all said and done. So, yeah. But leave a like, comment, subscribe, notification bell, all that YouTube jazz and blues on the checklist. And most importantly, stay safe, guys. I'll see you in the next Boruto video.